2020 has been devastating for self-employed musicians. Without gigs at restaurants, pubs, and other venues, they've been forced to find new ways to connect with audiences, all while hoping to earn some much-needed money. Live streaming is one alternative, but some artists are trying a more personalized approach. WBUR's Andrea Shea spoke with musicians creating concertograms and serenades.
My name is Giancarlo Buscaglia, and despite my extremely Italian name, I am not from Rome, Abruzzi, or Venezia. I am from the future Republic of Puerto Rico, and I came here in 1979 with my family when I was 12.
Buscaglia eventually embraced the guitar, and for the past 35 years, he's been making a living first as a street musician and later at weddings and in restaurants.
I play very old school stuff from Latin America. I sing in Spanish, I accompany myself on the guitar.
Las miradas de tus ojos son tan sutiles.
Buscaglia's 4 to 5 weekly gigs at restaurants disappeared in March. That's when the working musician came up with an idea for selling roving serenades. He says it hit a chord.
And people started asking me to come to their yards, their patios, their garages, and play music for an hour or so.
Since spring, Buscaglia has traveled to arrive at people's doorsteps for birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, baby showers, and weddings.
I think the constant with all the serenades is the thirst for entertainment, the thirst for human warmth, and the thirst for breaking the monotony.
This is Buscaglia's 129th serenade this year, and it's actually for an entire neighborhood in Roslindale. His friend Trisha Zambruski paid him to come sing in a driveway.
You know, as we go through this COVID time, musicians are suffering terribly. Their livelihood is at stake. And we really wanted to bring music back into the neighborhoods and for people to come out and be lightened.
I know you're smiling behind that mask. You sexy beast. Yes, you sexy beast.
Tanto tiempo disfrutamos de este amor.
The serenades have helped Buscaglia pay the bills, but now that winter is here, playing outdoors is more challenging. So the troubadour says he'll be taking his tailored live music for hire online. Performing virtually has become the way for artists to keep going during the pandemic.
But it's really challenging to just put yourself out there on live stream and also equate it and figure out a way to monetize that.
So independent concert promoter Peg Gilliard is booking artists, many from Boston music schools, to record custom video performances that people can send as gifts called concertograms.
Hi, Judith. My name is Lindsay, and your daughter Michelle wanted to give you a very special pick-me-up because she hopes you're doing better soon, and she loves you very, very much.
So that's vocalist Lindsay Whiteman introducing her 10-minute long concertogram of Broadway show tunes.
It ain't so much a question of not knowing what to do.
Gilliard says her stable of musicians covers a range of genres, including jazz and pop.
On the other extreme, I have this fabulous violinist named Kiyoshi Hayashi, who has done some beautiful classical concertograms. And then I have this young woman who sings and plays a stand-up bass named Zoe Sparks.
I was told that you like the Beatles, so first song I'm going to do is Drive My Car.
Gilliard, who's a musician herself, says the concertograms are bringing in some money for her young artists, and every little bit helps. But being able to perform is also feeding their souls.
I really do think that music comes from this very deep place in people, and musicians really share it because it's almost like a need, because it's how they express who they are.
And that feels good, Gilliard says, for the givers and the receivers. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
With a hand to myself, please let me back in your heart now.